The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Let me get my volume up here. Okay, now I can hear myself. At any rate, today is Tuesday, 7th day of June, 2011. You telling me to shut my door? Boy, is this mic noisy. Whoa. New microphone. Let me back off of this thing a little bit. You're going to have to do something about that. All right. Maybe turn the mic down just a hair. There we go. Let me get my return back up just a hair. Okay, now I can hear myself talk. Woo! Boy, this thing a monster. A real old tube-type microphone. Can you hear the difference? I won't be able to pick my nose in this place without this thing picking it up. Whew. Bob Chapman will be here with us in just a moment. The Ben Bernanke has spoken. I'm going to play Ben Bernanke's clip here. Let's get Bob up right now. Can we do that? All righty. Mr. Chapman, are you there?
Yes, my son.
Boy, can you kill my feedback to me? My headset. Because he's blasting my ear off.
Okay. Good.
Gosh. Yeah. Well, only if I want to use my ears after the show today, I guess. Bob, the Ben Bernanke spoke.
I saw.
They're going to do the QE3, but they're going to call it something else.
Just like I predicted.
You know, and just as my, and I might as well let the cat out of the bag, since he's not contacted me in, a month. It was my good bud and patriot pal still working for the banks at, Goldman Sachs. And he confirmed that, yes, there's going to be a QE3. And $600 billion, they've got to continue to buy the treasuries. And I'm looking at what this guy is saying. We'll play the clip. This is his first news conference, believe it or not. We'll do that clip, but we'll do that after the first break here. They're starting to get nervous, Bob.
They're terrified. I tell you, they... You know, I got a piece from Mr. Beauvais, who is the head of one of the larger brokerage firms, and he uses, it'll be in tomorrow's issue as a link. No, I think I cut and pasted it. And he says these people are inane. They don't have a clue to what they're doing.
I think they do, Bob. I think they know exactly what they're doing. And if the game is to crash the economy, then the results are going to be as expected. Forget the rhetoric they're saying on air or in press conferences. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42,
I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Mr. Chapman. Bob?
Yes.
There you are.
Yes.
Do you remember this guy we used to have on the program? What the heck was his name? Robert? No, Robbie Noel, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie, are you there?
How you doing, Mr. Chapman? You all said you?
Sounds like a foreigner. Are you calling us from South Africa?
No, I'm a little north of there.
Zimbabwe?
No.
No, just rap real hard on the adjoining wall. He'll not.
Malawi?
No, I'm now a resident in the small little enclave of Baja California. Looking
really?
Out as we speak on the Sea of Cortez.
My goodness, are you going to live there?
I believe that's an affirmative.
Well, that's wonderful. It's a nice place. I started going fishing down there in 1960.
Yeah,
nobody even knows the name of the place.
Yes, well, fishing, well, if put it this way, if you have a proclivity for fresh seafood, I don't think you could find any spot that has a more prevalence of fresh seafood on a regular basis.
You mean...
That's for sure.
You mean it's better than the oil-coated shrimp in the Gulf?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable here. I mean, it's not uncommon in the mornings. You'd see a lot of the tourists that stay at the hotel. They go out on these fishing boats, and they come back with these huge fish, and they sell it to the hotel. And I'm not talking about small fish. I'm talking about big fish, man.
50 pounders?
Oh, yeah. It's the seafood here is amazing. But, you know, I don't want to turn this into a travel log for Baja, Mexico. But if you're a lover of seafood, then this is your spot.
Well, actually, he's indicated that he might approach the Chamber of Commerce to do exactly that. Well, at any rate, Bob, with your approval...
And the funny thing, Bob, is, as you know, before I left for South Africa, everybody said I was crazy because it was so dangerous there. When I was in South Africa and I told them I was going to Mexico, they all said I was crazy because it was so dangerous there.
Get the idea that it's dangerous everywhere?
Well, yeah.
Well, Bob, I guess this is the way this is shaping up. The Tres Amigos is back on the air and will be until Planet X hits the Earth or I die or something. So he's back.
He's back.
The things...
That's wonderful.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's it.
He's a poet and doesn't know it.
Yes. So, Bob, how you been, my friend?
Absolutely perfect.
Oh, that's good.
I had a couple of teeth fixed up, but other than that, life has been good. I'm still healthy, and we keep on banging the shows out every week, and...
I just have one question for you, because all the explanations I've heard don't really wash with me, and I have to say I was greatly disappointed with a lot of the miners failing to react to 49, almost $50 silver. I mean, what is with that? Is that just being a contrarian?
Well, I think the existence of SLV and GLD have a bit to do with it. And you have a lot of shorting going on by hedge funds and the U.S. government. And that's been something we've had to deal with now for the last 3 years. And but they'll come around. Some of them are selling at 7 and 8 times earnings. And, you know, the better quality companies. And that means that they should be bought. So it will happen.
Well, I mean, China shook up the markets today. I mean, a couple of the statements that came out from one of their finance ministers really exposed the fragility of this market to what it was. You know, by saying China has far too much exposure to the U.S. dollar.
Well, he went further than that. He said that they were deliberately manipulating the dollar lower.
Yes. Said they wanted
that's true. And what else do they expect? That's the only way they can compete now.
Well, you know, obviously, you have to also ask yourself this question. I mean, why would Mexico not want to buy U.S. treasuries and elect to buy 100 metric tons of gold? I mean, there must have been some thought process going on before the decision was made to scoop up 100 metric tons of gold. I mean, it's not an insignificant amount of gold.
Well, there's also a strong opinion that within 6 months to 2 years, the peso will be backed by silver, the second largest silver producer in the world. And that would put Mexico in a whole new ball game.
You know, you can go into any bank here in Mexico and you can actually buy Libertad coins at the bank.
That's right. And you can get them in the back of every Electra store.
Yeah, that's
and there are gold
Salinas,
and silver dealers
Salinas,
as well.
Yes, Salinas Price.
Yes. Those are Hugo's stores. Of course, his boy runs it now. I didn't realize Hugo was that old.
Don't you find it interesting that there are only two countries in the world that actually encourage their citizens to buy physical gold and silver? One is China and the other is Mexico.
That's right. That's right. They don't forget the old days and all the problems that they had in Mexico, which were mostly due to the French, and then eventually they had their revolution.
But now, Bob, also I'd like to get your feedback on this, because, you know, I saw visions of 1980 in the silver market. You know, when silver hit, and I was, you know, like a racehorse, I was rooting for it to stick its head over $50. But then for the COMEX to come out and raise margins as it did, unprecedented. I mean, that had to have been at the direction of someone from J.P. Morgan. What is going on with that?
Well, your prognostication is correct, I'm sure. You know, Morgan, GS, Citi, they own the government. They direct what happens in America. And it's been going on for a long time. It's just that today we have talk radio and we have the Internet, and that means that people all over the world are hearing your ideas, my ideas, John's ideas, and others, as to what the truth really is. And so things are changing dramatically. I mean, who would have ever thought Mexico would have bought 100 metric tons of gold? Nobody, probably. Well, they did. And that means other sovereign nations that have the ability to do so are doing that. And I think the reason Mexico did it was that they're so buried with dollars, they get about $90 billion in treasuries.
Is that going back? I mean, you know, do you remember the Mexican devaluation in the 90s?
I called it before it happened.
Now, that was obviously because of, wasn't Goldman Sachs heavily involved in that?
That's right. Now,
well,
we've got the peso has gone up 8% over the last couple of months against the dollar. And it looks like it's going to stay that way. Unemployment is around 5.5%. I had 5.2% growth last year, looking for 4.5% this year with no stimulus. And inflation is running 3.3%, but it'll probably run up over 4% shortly.
I may be wrong on this, but I think when I went to Walmart this morning, the exchange rate was 11 pesos to the dollar.
Well, that reverts back to about 10 years ago. The pesos come back. It got to 13.80 and then came back up to 11. And actually, looking at the bid side of the market, the offered side is higher. I watch it. I get Sky, and so I see all of these South American markets and Mexican market as well. So I see all the currencies going by all day long.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty up on what's going on with them.
I believe that is my cable provider as well, Bob.
Well, don't get Mega Cable. You're not going to get anything in English.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, I've got to play this clip. Uncle Ben, Ben Shalom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was. He gave his first press conference today. This wasn't him at the Fed hearings in Washington, D.C. He was out there schlepping the stuff, so to speak. And here is the clip.
The committee continues to anticipate that economic conditions, including low rates of resource utilization, subdued inflation trends, and stable inflation expectations, are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels for the federal funds rate for an extended period.
Yeah, for an extended period, he says.
Hold on.
It goes back into it.
Extended period suggests that there would be a couple of meetings probably before action, but unfortunately, the reason we use this vaguer terminology is that we don't know with certainty how quickly response will be required, and therefore we will do our best to communicate changes in our view, but that will depend entirely on how the economy evolves.
Bernanke says the end of the Fed's $600 billion bond buying program in June is unlikely to have a major impact.
Our view is that, based on past experience and based on our analysis, is that the end of the program is unlikely to have significant effects on financial markets or on the economy.
He's speaking in his first press conference, says the central bank will likely continue reinvesting maturing debt after June.
We are going to continue to reinvest maturing securities, both treasuries and MBS, and so the amount of securities that we hold will remain approximately constant. Therefore, we shouldn't expect any major effect of that.
And he spoke after the central bank today reiterated its view that surging commodity prices are likely to have a transitory effect.
Commodity prices have risen significantly recently, reflecting geopolitical developments and robust global demand, among other factors. Increases in commodity prices are in turn boosting overall consumer inflation. However, measures of underlying inflation, though having increased modestly in recent months, remain subdued, and longer-term inflation expectations have remained stable. Our view is that gas prices will not continue to rise at the recent pace, and as they stabilize or even come down, if situation stabilizes in the Middle East, that will provide some relief on the inflation front, but we'll have to watch it very carefully.
He's gonna accelerate this. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
Looking ahead, committee participants expect a moderate recovery to continue through 2011, with some acceleration of growth projected for 2012 and 2013. We are still something like 7 million plus jobs below where we were before the crisis, and so clearly, the fact that we're moving in the right direction, even though that's encouraging, doesn't mean that the labor market is in good shape. It's not, and we're going to have to, you know, continue to watch and hope that we will get stronger and increasingly strong job creation going forward.
That is the great Ben Shalom Bernanke. So, what do you think, Bob?
I think he does not a lie,
man. But they're going to continue.
I saw, what's his name, Nigel Farage, just rip Barroso in the European Union meeting today, a new one. He said, look, you're a liar. It's just incredible, and he had the evidence right in front of him.
Well, I mean, you heard what he said. He said,
yeah.
Bob, that they're going to continue with the mortgage-backed securities, the MBSs, they're going to continue to bail that out. They're going to still be in there trying to, quote-unquote, get rid of the toxic assets on the books. The books are cooked. They're going to do this. They're not going to call it the QE3. You didn't hear QE3 come out of his mouth. But he said that we're going to continue with the bailouts. He's not speaking Chinese. He's not even speaking Hebrew. I can understand him. He just said that they're going to continue.
And that's right. And I predicted it over a year ago.
Well, he says inflation is in check. Unemployment
Where?
Rate. Well, yeah, exactly.
Where?
Exactly. The government's still sticking by their story that the unemployment is at 9.1%. Inflation, he says, is, well, we're watching that. Let me see. Let me find the exact quote here. He says that he doesn't see much evidence that inflation is becoming broad-based or ingrained in our economy. The longer-run health of the economy, you're going to love this one, Bob. The longer-run health of the economy requires that the Federal Reserve be vigilant in preserving its hard-won credibility for maintaining price stability. Is this guy, what is, does he think we're that stupid?
Yep, he does.
He can't. He cannot believe that there's just no way. I mean, he's saying what he has to say because he's the great Ben, the great Ben Bernanke. He's a trained liar. The whole system of the economy, with its money, with its fiat currency, is a lie. So it's easy for these people. I mean, this is their vernacular. This is what they talk about. These are the terms that they use. But anybody that can balance a checkbook, anybody that's spending any money right now whatsoever, already knows the gig is up. Robbie, you missed this one. I misspoke earlier. I said Goldman Sachs. I was in error. I meant J.P. Morgan Chase. I ran into a commercial bank manager that was down from New York City. He and I had a little impromptu conversation in the middle of a gas station. I asked him very pointed questions. You could tell the man was extremely, how should I say, concerned. He'd worked for the bank since graduating college. He told me that, yeah, they're going to continue the QE3 or the QE2, and they're going to call it something else. Well, we just saw it. They're not calling it anything. They're just saying that we're going to continue to bail out the mortgage-backed securities. They're going to throw another $600 billion at it by the end of this month, and then they're going to continue doing this. Now, when I asked him, I said, my sources tell me between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion in the derivatives market, the bubble that they have created. Again, he nodded in the affirmative. He told me that his degreed individuals, the MBAs from Harvard and the like, have a little betting pools going on in New York City, whether the economy is going to collapse in September or October. He says, I know this. He says, Christmas gifts, there's not going to be any under the tree, and there's hardly going to be anybody doing business in December. Now,
well, a lot of major manufacturers have all announced major price increases coming next month. So,
oh, but did you see the story Bloomberg put out? That some are considering raising their prices. How much is cotton up right now? 150%?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And clothing retailers, even though the clothing's no longer made here, even in their cheap markets, having it imported here. I'm looking at other indicators here. Frontline billionaire Fredrickson bets tanker collapse. Now, this guy is 8 times bigger than, what's his face here, the one that married Jackie Kennedy, Onassis. He died back in 75. This guy, he's 67 years old, and he's only worth about $11 billion. And he's come out and said that within 12 months, you're going to see the shipping industry totally collapse. Now, these aren't small players. These are people that are into international global shipping. And he's saying that I'm going to see things collapse in 12 months. I think that's a little generous. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Much more news and information coming forth. If you tuned into the program today and you weren't at the start, no, this is a live show. You hear three voices. The Tres Amigos are back. See, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Eric Nikolai Stavseth of Arctic Securities ASA in Oslo, whose recommendations on the shares of shipping companies returned 16% in 3 months, talking about Fredriksen. Betting against John Fredriksen tends to be a bad idea. He's been a bellwether, and he's always been able to spot the cycle early. And he has a sell rating on Frontline and expects the U.S. shares to drop about 32% in the next year. All the indicators I'm seeing, gentlemen, are saying that this worldwide depression is going to continue to deepen. And no matter, I mean, I watched Barack Obama today, press conference at the White House with Merkel. The commander in thief, Barry Sartoro, didn't make a very convincing argument. As a matter of fact, body language, the guy was telling lies from beginning to end. They're very, very nervous. Wall Street is very nervous. Robbie, what did the Dow do today after Ben Shalom Bernanke spoke?
Well, the Dow hasn't really done a whole lot. I mean, I'm showing it up by 15 points, but I'm looking at Bloomberg. According to Kitco, it looks like it closed down 19. So I'm not sure which one is correct.
19
is correct.
1915. U.S. dollar?
Yeah, it was really a day that most everything didn't do much of anything, except the dollar was down because of the Chinese commons 0.37 at 73.57, which is rather low. And
palladium and platinum had a good day.
Yeah, you're right about that. Palladium was up 1235, and platinum was up $15.
And I heard today, Bob, that I think it's the Bundesbank or a German bank is contemplating doing a rhodium ETF.
Yeah, that's sitting at $2,325 an ounce.
And that is produced by rodents.
By rodents. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Alan in Arizona. Hello, Alan.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I've listened to you for a long time and listened to Bob for a long time also. Hey, I just want to know your sponsor with the grain mill. Great grain mill. Heavy sucker, too.
Yeah.
And that. You know, I know a lot of people are getting worried about this. I am, too, or concerned. Worry doesn't do me any good, but being concerned does.
Mm-hmm.
My family was in the trade industry, in the barter industry, for years and years and years. And so we just figured we'd probably just go back and throw ourselves back into the trade business. As long as people have a goods or a service they can do, of course, we'd back it with gold and silver because we've already worked on that one. It shouldn't be – that'll be difficult, and it's going to be hard for people, but you're going to have to find a way to work together with all this. We're going to be in a real world of hurt.
But, Alan, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
We can do all the trading and the bartering we want.
Sure.
But how is that going to fix our economic problem? That's just a reaction and a necessity that needs to take place in the interim, temporarily.
Not necessarily.
Really?
I grew up trading and bartering most of my life. My parents had the largest club in the country. So, I mean, you can do it. We traded just about anything and everything you can almost imagine, and you're going to have to do that, but you're going to have it backed. It's like the way Buff's talked about. It's of no value if it's not backed by gold and silver, like the dollar, no matter whatever you use. It's only good as far as the faith and confidence you have in it. And so it's got to be backed by something.
No, and as much money as they have floated out there, trillions and trillions,
sure.
They're going to have to keep doing the $1 to $2 trillion every year because of the size of the derivative bubble out there that they're trying to, you know, it's like trying to pop a soap bubble. You know, try poking it and letting the air out slowly. It doesn't work. It disappears. Well, they're locked into this thing. But my point about this is, Alan, you know, I'm not interested in living in the woods or eating grubs or trading for this or that. I want my country back. I want my economy back. I want the jobs back. We don't need the bankers back. They need to go bye-bye.
Well, I understand that. That's. But you've got to find a way in the meantime to get there. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be the cure-all, but it's got to. You've got to start somewhere. And so the best way to start is to be able to keep food on the table and everything else. It may take years to get back to everything where it remotely happened.
Alan, do you listen to this program on a regular basis?
Quite often, yeah.
Okay, well then, what did you think when I said that state banking in the interim is the key?
Oh, I think it's great.
Okay.
I have no problems, but all I'm saying is even if you do state banking, you still got to have that, whatever you bank it with, if it's a state dollar or whatever, it's got to still be backed by gold and silver.
No, it doesn't. No,
okay.
It doesn't.
All right.
Look, if somebody come up tomorrow and said only the Colombian beans from the South Slope in Colombia, is going to be used for money. We could make it coffee beans. The point is that the deficit that the Fed and the banks have run up, bailing Wall Street out, every company, all the banks on earth, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in their gig anymore. We've seen where it has led us.
Sure, I agree.
In the interim, if we do the state banking, that's only an interim process until we dump the Fed and get a national currency back, with a dollar amount attached that you could back it by gold or silver. It's going to have to probably be silver.
Okay.
We still may be able to run into the bank and say, hey, you know, I got $200 here. Give it back to me in gold at that spot price that day. ta-da, here's your gold. The point being that in order to function in a mechanized economy like we have, you know, this is the 21st century, in order to function, in order to put people back to work, we're going to have to go to the state banking, throw the Fed out, readjust everything, make the adjustment levels on the gold and silver, whatever it's going to be, have the currency issue tied to that commodity, and then get on with it.
Okay, then you're not understanding then the trade and barter club that I'm referring to then, because that's exactly what you do. Only instead of it being backed by a state or the federal government, it's backed by a company or people that you may trust.
Yeah, but that, how many people at one time did you ever have in your barter system? We're in a country of 300 million people.
Well, just in Salt Lake alone, we had about 2,000 businesses across the country. We were probably closer to probably 10,000, 15,000 businesses.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it's not it wasn't really great and small, but I mean, just in, we're going back in the 70s.
Yeah.
We were doing probably 12 million a year just in Salt Lake alone.
Mm-hmm.
Across the country, we're probably closer to 20 million.
Yeah.
But again, it's still small, but it's start. It's, I agree getting back with what you're talking about, but you got to start somewhere, and it's just as good as anything else.
All right, Alan. Appreciate your call.
Okay.
All right. I don't... Yeah. Well, it would also work for my survival, pitching my tent, getting my Berkey water filter, keeping my guns for game at hand, and getting my freeze-dried meals ready and setting up my grain mill and setting up a field oven, and yeah, I could survive. Not interested in surviving. I'm not an animal. I don't want to go live in a cave. I don't want to go live in a cut in the earth. I want to live on my house, on my property, in my own damn country with control over my own life. Eh. Dave in New York. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. Gentlemen. Well, I kind of look at it, and that was a nice call because, and by the way, John, everything that you've said that makes sense, eventually that will happen.
It's got to happen, and they got to be working on it right now.
Well, the thing is, you're putting it out there, okay? And it takes, you know, and people are starting to listen more and more, and as I told you before, I really believe in our thoughts are very powerful. When they connect up with other things, it becomes a thing. So don't get frustrated with it. Just keep putting it out there, because this system we've been operating on since 1913, they did a pretty good job on us on brainwashing us and assimilating us into the system. Now, the way I look at it is, it's a little bit different than everybody else, but just my take on it. The movie The Wizard of Oz, the great and powerful Oz in the beginning of the movie. Everybody was afraid of the great and powerful Oz, right? Well, as time went on through the movie, you started to realize that when Toto pulled that curtain back a little bit and they looked over to the left, they saw it wasn't such a big and powerful thing after all. And then, the conclusion is that it's one guy, and he's just a knucklehead. And this is what's happening before our very eyes. The whole Ron Paul movement about how he has actually made the Federal Reserve like the main thing is an amazing thing in itself. Plus, all these people that didn't know it, they're wanting to find out. So there's a blessing. There's something cool going on with all this stuff that's going on, because if they were able to just get away with it all this time and nobody said anything and nobody knew anything, well, sure, this would go on forever, but it won't. And it's starting to collapse under its own weight. The lies, the BS, everything that's going on is being laid bare in front of everybody now. And little by little, as each day goes by, more and more of their lies are becoming so obvious that it's just going to collapse. And that's why I say that your system, what you're saying with the state, inevitably will happen. But we've got to get to that point yet. We're not there yet. And as much of a pain in the neck it is because of what we know, and especially of what you guys know and how long this has been going on, I understand how frustrating it is for everybody. But somehow there's change going on every day, every second that goes by. There's stuff that's clearing out, and it's starting to become more apparent to a lot of other people. So I just wanted to let you know that I know how frustrated you get, but believe me, stay focused. Don't get yourself too worked up, and just keep putting the truth, like Ron Paul. He doesn't get himself upset. He just keeps repeating the truth over and over, and it's starting to catch up with everything. And so I just wanted to just put that out there.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome, John.
I'm not in total agreement. The audience is still too small. We need to be talking to millions of people in real time, not hearing from a neighbor or a friend that listens to a radio program. No, what we need to do is go toe-to-toe with the controlled media in this country. We do that, we'll hasten their demise even faster. And I would much rather have 20 to 30 million people listening to this program every day than I would with all the different arrays of delivering this message. It is too small. It needs to be much, much bigger. When you're in a crowded stadium, try shouting out at the person in the next row, see if they can hear you. In a smaller venue, raise your voice, people can hear. The point being, you need a bigger microphone. You need a bigger sound covering a much greater population. And quite frankly, that's what I've been working toward, and I'm not going to quit until that happens. Because there is nothing. There are other networks out there, but when you look at the overall lineup from 7 in the morning till 12 midnight, 7 days a week, there is something there for everybody. It'll hit their truth meter. It'll knock it off the scale. And unlike any other radio programming, and I got this from people at top levels of Clear Channel, you know, when you listen to a Rush Limbaugh, you listen to Hannity or any of these other nationally syndicated neo-clowns, people tune in for 17, maybe 20 minutes a day, an entire broadcast. With these broadcasts, people are here from beginning to end, multiple hours, multiple programs, multiple days. They're dying for the truth. That's why we have to get it out there to them. This will be a self-sustaining thing. It's just getting up the capital to make that initial leap. And I can't see any other way to do it. I'm not going to sit and wait for the politicians in the various legislatures at the 11th hour and 59th minute to decide to do something in their own state because the Fed has failed. We need to be knocking down their doors by the millions in each state, telling these clowns that supposedly represent we, the people, that they get legal. They be right to the people. They do right by them. That's how this thing's going to go. Without it, you're just going to see the smarmy little bastards just slough off their duty and their obligation even more. Rodney in Illinois. Hello, Rodney. Rodney.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, John. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, the Japan or satellite is you've only got.
You're winking out on me, man. Your voice over IP is not working.
Well, it's a cell phone, John. How's that? I'm speaking up. How am I coming through?
It's still trailing. You're still scrunched for bandwidth, but go ahead. We'll try to take it.
All right. Well, what a breath of fresh air to hear Robbie and Mr. Chapman have a dialogue, John. I appreciate your sitting back and letting them two just jaw just a bit. It was quite a treat, John. Thank you for that.
Not a problem.
Okay, you know what a bell curve is. I believe, in my considered opinion, that which it is, that we have we've reached the zenith of the bell curve, and the bell curve consists of putting that which you guys, RBN puts out, as in, heads up, hey people, there's things coming down the pike, you better prepare. For years, you guys have been saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Preservation of wealth, gold and silver as an option. And on the flip side, the perils the snakes in the water, the alligators snapping at our feet, of those people who are oblivious to what's going on. I think we've reached the zenith, and I
don't know what you mean by the zenith. What are you talking about, Rodney? We've reached what zenith?
Well, the time for warning has been slow and steady. I mean, we can watch a lot of parameters. You know, the rise of gold and silver.
Yeah.
The fall of the dollar, the American economy. It's been relatively slow. And I think that considering what information you've been able to bring to the table and your other hosts, we are at a point where things are going to pick up speed quite quickly.
I am not a betting man, and I would not bet on that, my friend.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. Rodney, the guy that sits back and says, okay, we've done all we could. We're going to trust in God and say a few prayers and hope we get some more help down the line. I'm one of these people that there's no term in my vocabulary as enough or too much. Because I know there's over 300 million people in this country, and I know the majority of them still don't know which end of the yardstick to use. You know,
well, I think you misunderstand me. I'm not trying to be negative.
No, I didn't say you were. I'm understanding what you are saying. But I'm saying that it's, to me, it sounds a little bit too comfortable. And I am not one. With everything on the line, everything, and I mean everything at stake, our country, our freedom, our families, everything, I am not going to get in a position that I think that we're doing all right. We're doing the right thing. I know we're doing the right thing, but not enough people are hearing it.
I'm only speaking for a very small minority, and that is those who saw it coming very early,
mm-hmm.
from the early 90s. I didn't hear about gold and silver from RBN. I had my heads up in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
The Y2K was sort of like kindergarten for what we're preparing for now. What I'm talking about is those that have been riding and had their ears open, their eyes open up to this point, and acting upon what we've been hearing, have been on the beneficial side of the bell curve.
Oh, I won't disagree with
right
that.
Right now it's hurry up and catch up. If the listening audience are just now getting the fire under their backside that they need to start doing something, they're right at the precipice. I mean, it's either they prepare now or they're going to be scrambling for survival is the point I'm trying to make.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying, Rodney. But I'm saying we are short of time. And if there is going to be a chance, I'm serious. Where the heck did the thing go? I'm seeing the CIA out there thinking that we're dumb enough to believe that, they're saying Al-Qaeda is now saying to Americans, go down to your gun shops. You can buy automatic weapons. It's time to start shooting people. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm going, no. Because if we go into a revolutionary war in this country, the only thing that we're going to get handed is our heads. When we have people, formerly your neighbors, people that understand, that really get it, that understand what true patriotism is, that understands what real money is, that understands what real freedom is, when those people are sitting down at your backyard barbecue with you and sharing a bite and a beer and, yeah, we're going to get through. The point is, when mainstream America gets it, that's when we can start making the political change. There's a bunch of dynamics going on right now, a bunch of them. But we've got to maintain focus on one thing, and that's informing the people as to what the hell is going on. And it's real easy. It's real easy to flip their lies back on them, because that's all they've been living on, is a pack of lies. Thanks for your call, Rodney. Second hour coming up here. Gentlemen, sorry I got so long-winded there, but, man, I don't think people are getting it. They understand. This is the best educated radio audience in radio history. I get that. But it's got to be multiplied many, many, many fold. We'll take the top of the hour break, 800-313-9443. I'll roll your calls directly after the top of the hour break.
The next round of the